Ter Chuol Gatkuoth, a youth leader of the armed militia known as the White Army in Nasir County, says the clashes with the South Sudan People's Defense Force began Monday, and many have been injured or killed under a heavy bombardment.
The number of people killed on the side of the White Army is large. We have not counted all the bodies yet, but as of now, 21 deaths have been confirmed. On the side of SSPDF, I do not know. My youth are in control of the town, and the soldiers have withdrawn, retreating to the river.
Chuol says the death toll may rise and accuse the government forces of targeting civilians.
We, the people of Nasir, feel that we are not part of South Sudan because of what is being done to us. They sent an army that doesn't want peace. They shelled us with their big weapons, and we said, let them finish us. We resisted and fought to defend ourselves.
James Bassar, the Minister of Information in Upper Nile State, says civilians in Nasir town have fled their homes because of the fighting.
What I've been informed is both sides, there is death, both sides, between White Army and SSPDF. The death is both sides. There is not any number I can give you. There is a flow of the civilian. They evacuate Nasir totally. There is not anybody there. Really, this is very bad for the innocent people of Nasir. The people already evacuate the town because Nasir has become a place of war all the time. Any time they will be attacked. Yeah. And they are suffering now.
The armed forces released a short statement Tuesday on the fighting, saying the office of the SSPDF spokesperson, as of now, is not in a position to provide media briefing on the security situation in Nasir and the surrounding areas. In a press statement on Monday, Ter Manyang Gadwich, executive director of the Center for Peace and Advocacy, warned that the fighting in Nasir County threatens the implementation of the revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in South Sudan.
Both political leaders will bear responsibility if a country to fully scale war due to mismanagement of this crisis. It is crucial to engage in dialogue and maintaining a frank, honest approach among the political elites. Therefore, we call upon the SSPDF leadership to act as a professional army.
Ter urged the government to prioritize the protection of civilians. The embassies of Canada, France, Germany, the Netherlands, Norway, the United Kingdom, and the United States, as well as the European Union delegation, expressed concern over the clashes and the risk of escalating violence in Upper Nile State. In a press statement, they called on leaders from all parties in Juba, including SPLMIG and SPLMIO, to de-escalate the situation responsibly and peacefully. They urged all parties to resolve tensions through dialogue. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.